Dr. Singham dictating from the Willard Great Lakes Crossing, patient first name is Brenda, last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth is 2-9-1950, date of evaluation is 4, date of evaluation 8-19-2022, HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric follow-up, management of dementia, depression. History of present illness, this is a 72 years old female who is an established patient. She was last seen by PA on June 1, 2022. Patient continues to be on Cymbalta. Here she's also on Robaxin and Gabapentin prescribed by PCP. Period. She appeared to be a little bit drowsy during my evaluation. But nods her head indicating she's okay. Peer staff reports no behavioral problems. Patient is generally cooperative with care. Peer, she does seem to exhibit ongoing cognitive impairment. Peer, no hostility, paranoia, delusions. Review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history, and average current medications forward from last visit on June 1, 2022. Mental status examination general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movement, weakness, gait, sitting. In her bed, speech. Not very spontaneous mood. Euthymic, affect constricted thought process, periods of confusion, association, not much verbal thought cut, and no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, memory not tested, but appears impaired, final knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Assessment plan, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31, plans continue. Cymbalta, as prescribed, number 2, staff needs to encourage patient to participate in activities when possible. Number 2, vascular dementia without behavioral disturbance, F01.50, next paragraph, disposition, monitor for any persistent changes in mood behaviors and notify our service, period, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management, period, will follow with you as needed basis, procedure code 99307, under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of SNRI. Risk-benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.